This is KERA News. I'm Dwahli Saikautau. The city of Grand Prairie wants to build an indoor ski resort with a run as tall as Arlington's AT&T Stadium. The $400 million project would be the largest in the United States, with seven slopes, a snowboard course with an Olympic halfpipe, and the first Hard Rock Hotel in Texas. This ambitious venture is called the Grand Alps. If completed in 4 years, evergreen trees would dot a mountain-like resort on roughly 60 acres of prairie just off Interstate 30 and Beltline Road.
The front of it looks like you're pulling up to a Swiss Alps ski resort year-round, with theaters, restaurants, outdoor walking venues. You'll be able to see it from miles around. That's the vision I have.
That's Grand Prairie Mayor Ron Jensen.
350,000 square feet indoor ski resort where you can ski down to the bottom of it, have your cappuccino just like you would at Breckenridge. You can stay at the hotel and have your room look out onto the ski slopes while you're at the hotel. It's just going to revitalize our area.
Jensen says the project will generate about 2,000 local jobs. The Grand Alps developer says half of the price tag for the entire project has been secured. That's about $200 million. And construction for the Hard Rock Hotel is scheduled to begin in late January. Marco Roca is an executive for Hard Rock International.
I don't think we're at a point where it's an if this is going to happen. I really think we're at a point where this is going to happen.
And he says Grand Prairie is the ideal location.
Sometimes things happen because you're in just the right location. You are central to everything in Grand Prairie. Sometimes by being in the right place, that's all it takes.
This snow park, including the hotel, will cover 350,000 square feet. That's bigger than Ski Dubai in the Middle East. There, locals and tourists can go from desert temperatures into snow and slopes for less than $100. Dubai makes 30 tons of snow a day. To make the perfect winter utopia at Grand Prairie's Grand Alps, we're talking 40 to 45 tons of snow. The developer says they will recycle and repurpose most of the water needed to make the snow and ice, but instead of wind power, they're looking at power from the grid.
It's a huge football stadium-sized freezer that has to be kept cold all year round, 24/7.
That's Zach Trahan, statewide director of Texas Campaign for the Environment.
West Texas right now in the Panhandle, and soon South Texas and the Gulf Coast are some of the country's biggest producers of wind power. Texas leads the nation by far. If the designers of this facility are serious about environmental sustainability, they will purchase their energy from those wind farms, from renewable energy sources.
Going green with this snow facility is also about heavy insulation, says Texas Christian University professor Bob Biddle, a member of the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers.
When you plug your refrigerator in, it runs the compressor, which is costing you money, okay? The compressor for a ski environment like this are these chillers. They're huge, and I can't imagine how many it's going to take.
Looking at images of the design of the Grand Prairie Resort, he says,
it won't be stuffed, but they'll take advantage of dead space to insulate. And my bet is all along here, if this is the slope, they'll have surfaces that are actually have that cold ethylene glycol running through there.
Biddle adds, his sister and her family recently returned from visiting Ski Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
They had skied before, so they knew, you know, they knew how to ski, but doing it inside, basically inside a facility that's built in the desert, was definitely a new experience.
An experience that totally impressed them, snow quality and all, he says. And that's what the Grand Prairie Alps developer and Grand Prairie's mayor, Ron Jensen, are banking on.
People said, who's going to ski at this ski resort? I've been to Breckenridge, Red River, Santa Fe, Angel Fire. What's in the parking lots? Texas plates.
The Grand Alps could be open as early as 2018. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.